The cerebral wake up for you now on Sunday morning, getting our brains into gear with Jack Whaley-Cohen. Jack devises the questions and appears on the BBC show Only Connect, which has got a weekly audience of 3 million people. And he's the author of the Big Pub Quiz book. Hello again, Jack. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well. Good day to you as well, Jim.
You'll be a bit weary. You're in Cardiff in Wales, aren't you? So you've been recording the Only Connect show.
That's right. So we have just started recording the 20th series of the show. We record 3 shows a day, and we're doing 12 shows over this first 4-day recording block. And then we're back again in June to do the next 12.
It's a very high rating show in the UK, and it's long standing. And I gather you were a contestant in the very first episode. Is that correct?
I was, yeah. The show's been, this is now series 20 of the show. I was a contestant on with my team of three. It's teams of three on the very first episode of the first series, and we got to the final of the first series, but were comprehensively beaten by a ludicrously strong team in the final of the first series.
Very generous of you to remember that defeat, that narrow defeat. Yes. I'm sure. All right, a couple of things to ask you before we get going. Apropos of nothing, this is just a grab bag of 3 questions, if that's all right with you, just to kind of shake our brains into the right groove.
Yes, please.
Is an avocado a fruit or a vegetable?
I think it's a fruit, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is too. Which animal can jump higher than the Eiffel Tower, Jack? You probably heard.
Any animal that can jump at all, because yes. The Eiffel Tower can't jump.
That's right, most of them.
Not all animals can jump. Elephants can't jump, and I think tortoises and sloths can't jump. But yeah, let's say a cat can jump higher than the Eiffel Tower.
A cat can, indeed. And one you might want to think about slightly, if you want to make a grandfather clock go slower, do you make the pendulum longer or shorter?
Oh, that's a good question. I want to say longer, because each swing of the pendulum will take longer, but I'm worried there's something I'm missing there.
There isn't. What you wanted to say was the right thing to say.
I guess if your grandfather clock is running fast or slow, maybe there's maybe a little adjustment you can make to change the length of the pendulum, very small.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Not having ever owned a grandfather clock, I'm not conversant with the workings, but that's it. Yeah, of course, that would be the answer. What have you got for us?
So I was trying to turn this fact into a quiz question. I didn't really manage. So something very interesting happened on the 31st of October 2000 from Kazakhstan in the morning, because Expedition 1 took off and docked at the International Space Station on the 2nd of November in 2000. So that means that round about that date, for 31st of October, 1st of November, that was the last time that all living humans were on planet Earth, because the International Space Station has been permanently occupied since then. I was trying to send it to a question, because it's such an interesting thing, the concept of the last time that all living humans were on planet Earth.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking, like, Is that actually a bit woolly, because on the space station you're still in Earth's gravity, and when you're on an aeroplane, like, are you on planet Earth? You're still in Earth's gravity. Like, I don't know. It's a bit different. But anyway, I like the idea that there was a point at which all humans were on planet Earth, and since November 2000, that has not been the case in quite the same way.
Right, so they go up and come back, but there's always somebody up there. That's what you're saying.
There's always a living human who is not on planet Earth.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting thing to mention and to contemplate. All right, now if you are trying to win the box of books this week, 21001 is what to text first correct caller to answer Jack Whaley-Cohen's long question. So, what is it today, please?
It's quite a short one today. I'm going to give 3 words in English, and I'm looking for 2 letters that can go before each of the words to make 3 new words. So it's a simple sounding word puzzle. So you're going to get 3 words, and these words are car, as in something you drive in, C-A-R, able, A-B-L-E, and sit, S-I-T. And there are two letters, the same two letters can go before each of those three words to make three new words. So what are those two letters that go before car, able, and sit to make three new words? That's it.
Sounds deceptively simple. What two letters go before each word to make new words, car, able, and sit? All right, we'll see how people go with that one, Jack, and we'll be back with you shortly.
It sounds easy, and I'm sure some of our listeners will get the answer quickly, but I'm sure some will be tearing their hair out and just waiting to hear what the correct answer is.
Yes, I think you're right. It's Jack Whaley-Cohen, back with us soon. Jeremy Harden of Palmerston North, he wasn't alone, but he was fast, and he has won the book. Congratulations, Jeremy. And many people were understandably slow. Jack Whaley-Cohen, this had us scratching our heads for a while till the light bulb went on. So can you repeat the question you asked again, please, and tell us the answer?
Yes, so I gave three words. They were car, able, and sit. And we were looking for two letters that can go before each of those words to make three new words. It sounds so simple. And I guess a few people will have, you know, who've got the answer correct, will have just seen it quickly, but some people may well not have got it yet. The two letters are VI, which make vicar, viable, and visit. Vicar, viable, and visit. It's so simple, but somehow it's just really hard to think of the answer.
Yeah, it certainly is, and it certainly was for a number of people. But no, that's a really good one, Jack. Thank you. That woke us up well and truly.
Good. My pleasure, as always.
And we'll see you next week at the same time.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Have a good week next week.
Jack Whaley-Cohen, a texter, says, I gave you a word puzzle question to ChatGPT-4 and it suggested un, but then admitted that uncar and unsit weren't really proper words. So much for AI. At least it understood the question. Thank you. That's a relief. Our new overlords won't be arriving for a while yet.